News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It is easier to go car free than you might imagine. So wrote environmentalist and researcher in climate policy, Sive O'Neill, in today's Irish Times. Sive sold her car 6 months ago and she estimates now that she's saving roughly 5,000 euros per year on fuel, maintenance, car insurance, all that kind of stuff. The purchase of the car, depreciation, the costs. She's saving that. And obviously she says there's a, you know, she's taking more public transport. She's using more active transport and, you know, she's hiring a car the odd time. But it's not that hard to hire a car anymore with those kind of go-car ones. You know, those ones you can pick up here, there and everywhere. And it got us thinking, would you do it? And why, or if you wouldn't do it, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, look, it is something I do think about from time to time. Look, we're in a fortunate enough position in it. We only have one car. We live close to the city centre. There's really good public transport where we are. So it is something I do think about. And when we were talking about this morning, I started going through, when have I used a car in recent days? Like I was at GAA training last night. I did bring the car. It's slightly awkward to get there. Public transport would be tricky to get to where it is. It tends to be things like that. Or, you know, I did a shop yesterday on my bike. I just bought a backpack and stuffed the things into that. So I do a lot of that. It would be tricky, but I suppose it is doable. I think it is doable.
I wonder in time, will we see more and more people doing this? Because if public transport improves and the cost savings are that big, that becomes...
And you can hire a car. Like, I could have last Saturday when I had a match.
Those
go-cars
are not massively expensive. And what they are good is, for example, I think there's about 3 or 4 points in my town alone you can get one. I think you can get one in Tesco. I think you can get one. There's a car park down near the seafront. I've never used one, but I think you can pick them up. It's not like going to an old-fashioned car hire place. These cars are available in the community in sort of ordinary spots around the place.
I was also thinking, you know, there was probably 3 coaches. We probably all arrived in separate cars. Did we need to, you know, if you were thinking
would you
that
carpool,
way.
Would you do all that? Yeah, I think it would be tricky for me. I do think it would, and you might say, well, no more than anyone else.
I don't live
in the city centre. I have a longish commute. It's pre-public transport. It's all that. And also, there are 7 people who live in my house because I have 4 kids and I have an add-on of a plus one of them lives with us as well. So there are a lot of people in my house. So when you do a grocery shop, it's a car issue. Unless,
well, that's
of course,
if you do the big one. You can get deliveries of groceries.
I was about to say, unless you get it delivered. Now, and I do occasionally, just to save, you know, it's convenient to do that sometimes. But equally, sometimes you want to go and have a little perusal of the supermarket to sort of think about what you want. So there are things that would change. I think it would be trickier for me. I think it would be quite a deal easier for some people who live, and I'm not looking at you, Shane, but people who live in one of the big urban centres.
But it got
us thinking this morning about whether or not it's a good idea and would you or could you do it? We will be speaking to Sive O'Neill a little bit later on the show. But what would be the barriers to you doing it? 5 grand is a lot of money to be saving. That's a nice holiday for your family. Like, why wouldn't you do this if it's very doable? Let us know your views on going car free. She did it kind of as an experiment 6 months ago, but it's worked out. Let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp. Love to know your views.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.